Album club.
Meetings being recorded. Matt, tell us where you are.
I'm driving to Dorset, to the Jurassic Coast. Currently going to the New Forest.
So camping for 4 days, you said? Is that going to be like in a tent?
Yeah, that's camping, man.
Damn.
Yeah, we're not glamping, we're camping. We're doing it old-fashioned style with a tent, a inflatable mattress, and 4 days of semi-good sleeping.
But you were saying that there's like a severe thunderstorm warning.
Yeah, like some houses got like blown. They got set on fire. Yeah, they got set on fire by the lightning on Friday. And well, the government have said, like, don't go camping, but we booked it. So we're not doing...
Worst thing ever.
I don't know, yeah. Worst comes to worst, we might have to drive away from the storm. I think we're a twister-like scenario.
Hit your chonking, pal.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, heavy chunking going on, Depps. I want to know what the stain is on the roof of the car.
You're right, yeah.
No, Matt, I reckon it's a Diet Coke.
I bet.
They've hit a bump as he's opened it.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, he's back. You chunked out, mate. You chunked out for a good couple minutes there.
Right, yeah, what have you guys been up to?
What have I been up to? Last night, went into Philly, went to like a German restaurant. Nice little rooftop patio. Johnny, how about you?
Who do you go with?
Just Megan. She's here now.
Oh, is she?
Oh, hi, Megan.
Johnny, how about you?
So I went to a festival on Friday.
Oh, yeah. So you saw... Who did you see?
Oh, the Blinders, the Kooks. Oh.
So you saw the Kooks then?
Yeah, only the first 4 or 5 songs, and then we went to see Sophie Alice Baxter.
Who is the best artist, in your opinion, that you saw?
Sophie Alice Baxter. It was awesome.
I actually don't know who she is. I'll have to check her out.
Yeah, it was in a massive tent, and she just did loads of disco covers. It was brilliant.
Jesus.
It sounds like he's making a new like electronic album.
Matt,
Zach, I think you need to save this bit as part of an outtake.
Matt, can you hear us? Maybe you got swept up in that tornado.
Matt, you sound a bit like T-Pain.
Well, that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm being T-Pain. I'm on the boat and... What else does he sing?
He was in the Get Low one, was he?
No.
No. Claire says he takes his asses to church.
Why don't we start maybe speaking with some of these albums? You guys want to start with Olivia Rodrigo or Blondie? Yeah.
Either or, mate. Either or.
Let's go with Olivia, maybe.
Cool. Yeah, we can do.
It's the big new album, Olivia Rodrigo Sour. Johnny, what did you think?
I thought it was right, yeah. I think I liked it better than I thought I would.
Me too.
Yeah. I wasn't too fussed, to be honest. I found it very teen angsty.
It definitely had a bit of that, for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I was saying to Claire, the lyrics were very Simple Plan-esque. You know, I'm just a kid and it's not fair. That kind of, you know, teen angsty vibe. And since I thought of that, I've just thought of her as a new Simple Plan, and that's kind of, I mean, it has its place in the world, doesn't it?
Yeah, I've not heard the name of that band for so long.
Yeah, no, I had to look them up. I had to be like, who sings that song where they go awkwardly, I'm a dick, I'm addicted to you?
Yeah.
which was lyrically genius, but, you know, ahead of its time.
Ahead of its time, yeah. The whole album, I think, is kind of, I was listening to something, I feel like I kind of want to hear the other perspective of the breakup, you know, because she's all going on and on about him, and then how she's calling him a traitor, even though he didn't cheat, but he's still a traitor. And then something Megan saw on like TikTok or Instagram or whatever is that someone made like a little response video based on the guy's perspective. And so he's like, he writes a song and he's like, why am I the bad guy just because I moved on?
Wow.
Maybe so, you should do a concept album based on that.
Well, something I do like about it is how she kind of leans into it. She doesn't, the whole album's called Sour. I think the whole album is her saying, look, I know it's stupid and irrational and not logical, but that's just how I feel. I'm a teenager. That's just how I feel. I'm going to tell you how I feel. Even if
that's nearly like all teenage songwriting though, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I mean, I do appreciate a bit how she acknowledges that not all of her feelings are, I don't know, the best way to feel. I also like how all the songs are in lowercase.
it made it feel a bit samey. But the only song that I found different was the first one, which was called, the first one on the album that is a bit...
Brutal.
Yeah, a bit grungy.
It's brutal out here.
Yeah.
Brutal.
That was probably my favourite song.
Yeah.
I really like that one.
Yeah, I agree. I wouldn't say they're mad for it, but it was my favorite on the album.
The line about her saying she can't parallel park, I thought was quite funny.
Pretty good.
Who was it that, I think it was Elvis Costello or something, someone brought it up to him that it's almost exactly the same as one of his songs. And I think he said like, yeah, so what? Like, that's how music works.
Do you know which song?
No, I saw an article about it on BBC, but because I don't know much about him, I think it was him. I didn't know. You know, it's pretty just simple, like chromatically descending chord progression. I'm sure it's been done since, like, I don't know, ever. I'm sure Beethoven was doing that shit. I feel like no one wants me, and I hate the way I'm perceived. I only have two real friends, and lately I'm a nervous wreck, because I love people I don't like, and I hate every song I write, and I'm not cool, and I'm not smart, and I can't even parallel park.
But wasn't one of the songs very Paramore-y as well? Isn't that
Good to you.
Yeah.
And like Paramore.
Here's a bit of fun trivia. The guy she's written it about has come out as an LGBTQ, part of the LGBTQ plus community, but he's not saying if he's gay or not.
No kidding.
Yeah, so he might have just left her because he was gay or bi or whatever, and he wants to explore that.
I heard from Megan, who kind of knows more celebrity gossip stuff, that I think it's some other girl from, you know, like Glee or Teenage Musical thing, High School Musical. Apparently, he left her for another one of those girls, I think. Like a co-star, maybe. I'm definitely not with the celebrity gossip.
Don't know, but, you know, this is the segment into a bit of a Hello Magazine podcast at the moment.
She is, you know, a pop culture icon now, so there's always an element of that. With Good For You, that and Brutal were two of my favorites. I thought the tone and the textures, especially like the electronic kind of throbbing, pulsating texture in the second verse was really cool.
Did you say throbbing and pulsating?
Yeah. It was like, womp.
Fantastic vocabulary, Zach Zajac.
Hey, that's why we do what we do.
Yeah. Fair enough.
And I like when in the second verse, what's the line? When she's like, it's like you never even met me. She kind of like chuckles a little bit as she's singing it. I thought that was pretty inventive or cool at least. But the chorus of the song, you're right. That's like a Paramore-esque chorus. And I like the verse in that song more than I do the chorus. But that song is definitely one of my favorites.
Yeah, I could see you liking that one more than the others.
Yeah, I know, right? And good for you, it's like you never even met me. Remember when you swore to God I was the only person who ever got you? Well, screw that and screw you. You will never have to hurt the way you know that I do. Well, good for you, you look happy and healthy. Not me, if you ever cared to ask. Johnny.
I probably liked that Jealousy song as well. I thought that one was decent.
That one's got a cool little, like, I think it's like the blue note when it's like jealousy. Yeah.
What note? The blue note.
Yeah, it's like the blue scale. I think it's that note. I haven't actually sat down and looked it up. That's what kind of makes it sound more like bluesy.
Well, what do you mean by that, though? I don't know what blue note is.
Yeah, it's like in one of the guitar scales, it's like a flat something or other, flat six. I don't know. It's some like musical thing, but that's what makes the blues sound like the blues, because there's like one note that's outside of the scale that's added.
Okay. I'm so sick of myself, right?
But Johnny, what did you think of like some of the more ballady songs?
Well, they were okay. Like, I don't think there was any really that really stuck with me. But when I was listening to the album as a whole, they just kind of played together.
They all blur into one, I think. They're all so really similar.
Yeah, I'd kind of agree with that. I did like them. And I think some of the ones that were even especially ballady, like One Step Forward, Three Steps Back, I thought was this is a very gentle song. I liked it. I wouldn't really seek it out two months from now, but I liked it.
Well, I'm not anti-ballad, but I think to get a good ballad, it needs to be something quite spectacular.
Driver's License is probably the most like spectacular ballad, right? That's almost like an Adele song, I thought.
I think you're pushing the boat out there, Zajac.
Maybe.
Yeah, the vocals are good in that one. But I don't know. I didn't find it as moving as an Adele song.
How old is she? Is she like 17 now, or was she just like that age when she recorded?
Couldn't tell you. I mean, I assume she's still a teenager, 18 maybe. I don't know.
She's 18, 19. Says Claire, by the way.
It kind of seems like a lot of the things we discuss are the ballads we tend to skip over a little bit. I'll just say in general that the songs that were the less ballady, so Brutal, Good For You, Jealousy, Jealousy, and Deja Vu, especially at the end of Deja Vu where the chanting kind of comes in, those were the ones that I liked. And the ballads, I would kind of just take them or leave them. With Deja Vu, I liked how it kind of picks up. I just wish that it didn't take so long for the song to pick up, because as soon as it gets going, I really like it. But the lead up to it is, you can't distinguish it from the other ballads.
I don't know. I find them harder to remember. I need to... Oh, shit. Oh, I've spilled some coffee. It's fine.
Yeah, I think that turning point in the song you mentioned, I think I definitely preferred the second half of the album to the first, and I reckon that turning point in Deja Vu is where I started to pay more attention to the album and got a bit more into it.
Yeah, no
problem. I thought that Happier was one of the ballads that I thought had a good vocal performance. I mean, they all had pretty good vocal performance.
Yeah,
but
she's clearly a good singer.
Gets pretty intense at the end.
Teenage feelings are intense, my friend. We've all been there.
All been there.
All been there.
So what were your guys' verdicts? Matt, what was your favorite song? Was it Deja Vu? Or sorry, was it Brutal?
Yeah.
Yeah, mine too.
Brutal, I think they purposely put Brutal on at the start, though, because it's different to the other ones.
Yeah, do you know that the first time I put the album on, right away, Brutal comes on, and I'm like, wow, I'm going to really like this album. And then I didn't, you know, the rest of the album, to me, was a little bit of a letdown, just because I was so drawn in by Brutal, and then after that, just nothing was the same.
She's a good singer, but the lyrics kind of annoyed me. Like I was saying, very Simple Plan-esque, you know, a bit. It's all stuff that's been said before.
Yeah, but that sort of music is bound to go around in circles with new generations of youths.
Yeah, and maybe it's just that I'm older and now a bit more cynical. You know what, Donnie?
I'm not sure how much more teenagers have to say, really, because I'm sure if someone put like a microphone on us when we were 18, how many interesting thoughts would we have had?
There are ones, you know, so often a teenager will come and say that. I mean, I'm sure if you gave a microphone to whatever her name is, Thunberg, she'd sing a song about the climate change. Or Adele wrote, what did she write, 16? Yeah, she wrote Hometown Glory and stuff when she was 16. So there are teenagers don't, you know, not just about relationships.
That's true.
There's more to a teenager than that.
That's true.
This is just the generic teenager album about relationships. Take or leave it.
Definitely is. Definitely is. Johnny, final thoughts?
All bases covered, mate.
All bases covered. I think we all agreed that we liked the more upbeat rock songs than we did the ballads. Matt, where are you now?
We're still driving the New Forest. We're going down the A31. We're just about to go over some sort of river. What is it? We're near Merley Community Preschool, Merley Court Holiday Park. We're getting quite close, so about half an hour out.
You're camping for 4 days, and then are you going? You're going straight to Emma's wedding.
Yeah.
Make sure to shower between those two.
Yeah, no, I will do. And hopefully they've got working showers on site. And it was the River Stour that we just crossed. Yeah, so it should be quite good. Hopefully we're going to try and go kayaking through Durdle Door.
Did you stop off at the Salt Museum?
No, we didn't stop off at the Salt Museum, which is a shame. I tried. Claire says it's insanely boring.
Right, has she been before?
Yeah.
Regular.
Yeah. You've been more than once.
Yeah, school trips, man.
Claire used to go on school trips to the Salt Museum because their school sounds great. Fucking hell. What subject took you to a Salt Museum?
They just took us. It was
they just took, yeah, primary school just kept taking them because they thought we don't know where
to take us to the Pepsi Cola factory. That was great. Yeah. Freebies. And then they're going.
Oh, the Pepsi Cola factory trick. What I thought was wouldn't be done now is that they bombarded us with so many fizzy drinks. The end of that school trip for those teachers must have been fucking horrendous. Like a whole year group of hyper kids.
Sugar doesn't make you hyper. Apparently it's a myth.
They're not the caffeine.
The caffeine would do, I guess.
Do you guys remember going to the port, the fish market?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Vaguely remember it.
So I just remember them opening a van and there'd been loads of dead sharks. And one of the sharks was a hammerhead shark. And Miss White... I remember this really. Miss White said, "Were these caught here?" And the guy went, "Yeah, yeah." And then I was a bit like, "Oh shit!"
You know, and what's that, crazy that was... about sharks is in biology in year 12, I want to say, we were dissecting fish, and then someone went to the fish market and brought in like a shark, like a I don't know the size of like a baseball bat or something, brought in a shark, and we dissected that as a class.
Wow.
We cut it open, and inside were like three or four mini baby sharks. And we're like, what the hell? We thought sharks were fish and they didn't like grow inside, you know? Like they lay eggs.
Are you sure the shark hadn't eaten those fish?
They were perfectly formed, like untouched baby sharks. And so I think we looked it up and I think what happens is that like the egg gets fertilized outside, but then they like take it back in or something. Like it was crazy.
That's bizarre.
Oh my God. Wow. I mean, is it okay to dissect a pregnant shark?
I mean, it was
what kind
already,
of shark was it?
It was already bought at the market for food. I don't think anyone knew that it was pregnant. What kind of a shark was it? I don't know. It's like a little small, like if you saw it, you wouldn't be scared of it. You probably would, but it wouldn't kill you.
Dropped right. into single be, I've only got like 10 minutes left on the road, so I can just sit in the car and watch Claire do the work.
Yeah.
She is the... sent putter upper. I'm the designated put the chairs out.
Yeah. All right, then the other album we've been listening to is Blondie, Parallel Lines.
Yeah.
Johnny, I know you're a big Blondie fan, so why don't you give us your thoughts?
Yeah, I was semi-familiar with the album before, but not so much the album tracks and as a whole body of work, because obviously there's a lot of big songs that are on there, like One Way or Another, Heart of Glass, Hanging on the Telephone. So it's cool hearing all in one. I thought it was excellent. I really love like the Blondie sound. So yeah, I loved it.
Yeah, I completely agree. It is a banger of an album.
I actually didn't love it.
What?
I know, right?
Well, are you going to say you preferred fucking whatever her name is? What was her name?
Olivia
Rodriguez.
Rodrigo. You guys got Rodrigo last time. No, I do think by the end of listening to both, I like Blondie more, but you know how I said that the more I listened to Brutal or Sour, sorry, the less I liked it. This one was the opposite. For the first week or two, I actually didn't love this album, but the more I listened to it, the more I liked it. But I still don't love it, to be honest.
Oh, wow.
I like Hanging on the Telephone. Obviously, I like what's it called, One Way or Another. But I didn't realize how creepy some of the lyrics are on some of the songs. Like, did you know in One Way or Another when she's like, I'm going to meet you, like, that's fine. But then she's like,
another.
I'll literally drive by your house when you're not home. Then in Picture This.
Doesn't Olivia Rodrigo say the same thing in one of her songs?
Yes. Yeah, driving license.
Olivia Rodrigo literally says the same thing.
Yeah. maybe she's been taking notes from Blondie. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right, actually. Yeah.
Someone.
Well, and then picture this when she's like, "I'll give you my finest hour, the one I spent watching you shower." Oh, that was.
Oh, that's okay.
It's the 70s.
You didn't mind that when I did it, Zach. So.
That's true. Yeah, the songs that I like you were saying, Johnny, the album tracks that are not as well known, like, let's say, Picture This, Pretty Baby. I thought they were like, okay. But I thought they can be a little abrasive at times. That's kind of the word, hitting you with the same chorus over and over.
I mean, there are some of the kind of like filler tracks weren't great, but I just think there are so many hits in that album that, there are very few albums that are hit after hit after hit. But I feel like this one's got at least like 4, 5. Well, I don't know.
The only songs I knew from it were One Way or Another and Heart of Glass.
Really? You didn't know how many bars?
No, I didn't know that song until I
heard it. The one with the French in it, the Sunday Girl. Mm. That was they're huge.
Yeah, I think Picture This was a big hit as well, I think.
Yeah.
Didn't know any of those.
Wow.
I'll say that my favorite Blondie song that I know is Call Me, and that one's not on this album. So if it was, maybe I would have liked it more. But
I've got this album on vinyl, honestly.
Oh.
I love
Sam.
Something I respected is that they make some kind of interesting kind of prog rock musical choices. Like some songs just randomly have like weird verses and like guitar solos that are different, like changing keys. And then in Picture This, they just like threw bagpipes in there. And I was just like, is this necessary? Is that what was missing in the song? Just like a huge bagpipe solo?
Well, it's got you talking about it, hasn't it?
I was driving like, why am I now listening to bagpipes? Like, when did that happen?
I'm surprised. I thought you would have quite liked that, Zach.
Yeah, me too. I kind of thought that I would have appreciated it more. And like I said, I did the more I listened to it. But I just thought some of the musical choices, like, I don't know, I thought they didn't either weren't necessary or didn't work that well or weren't as like integral a part of the song.
You might have to think about it in the context of the 70s. So I'm echoing Claire's thoughts.
They were trying different musical styles that hadn't been tried at that time. So there are, some of it might not work, but seeing as she's a female fronted quite a progressive band in the early 70s, it came across very well because it was a trial and error of stuff that hadn't been done.
So you've got to put it in the context of the 70s.
Yeah,
you heard it, right? Okay, good. So I didn't know. Speak, like, go for it. Like.
Yeah, Claire, we should have you on one of these times.
I would love to be a special guest one time.
Well, yeah.
Have you been listening like with Matt to all of our albums as well?
Some of them, yeah.
Did you be?
Yeah, because if you can't see over the bridge, you be.
Can't see over the bridge. What are you on about? There was clearly nobody coming. I thought we were getting in trouble. Right. Sorry.
Johnny, so which songs that you didn't know before did you like?
The one, track 6, I know, but I don't know. I thought that one had quite a cool sound to it, and it sounded really different to a lot of the songs on
that's
the album.
That's ominous. I Fucking hell. We've just arrived at the campsite, greeted by a single crow sitting in front of a cornfield.
Is that where you're going?
Yeah, we've just pulled off the road.
That's like straight out of a horror movie.
Yeah. Brilliant. This is unnerving.
All right, Matt, so for your last ever album to listen to before you get, like, murdered on the campsite, what do you want to do?
Well, what's my next album? Well, I've been thinking. So I was thinking of a Florence Jenkins, who's a singer from the 20s.
Really?
Who That'd does some cool. really interesting stuff. Or I was thinking to do Amy Winehouse, because it's been 10 years since she died.
Both would be good options. Maybe Florence, a couple more things Jenkins. Just quickly on the Blondie album. I thought Pretty Baby was interesting when she was, like, talking in the breakdown thing. That was kind of weird. If you guys heard that one. 1159 was kind of cool and upbeat.
What did you guys think about, was it Sunday Girl? Is that the one? Where she sings in French?
I don't think I noticed she was singing in French. I don't know.
There's one where, I think it depends on which version you listen to, but there's one where she sings in French, which I think is really quite interesting. I think that's quite a cool thing to do. Where the fuck are we going, Claire? I wish I could show you guys this on video. This is... Brilliant. There's no sign of civilization. Ooh, a bin. There we go. Camping that way.
I just checked the lyrics for Sunday Girl on the album I've got on my phone, and it's definitely all in English.
Well, that's okay.
The song's called Sunday Girl French version, but I didn't notice it being in French. I'll have to listen to it again.
Yeah, I didn't see that. Maybe if it was on the deluxe one. Okay. Yeah, the track 14 on the deluxe one.
Overall, for me, I'd say I liked Hanging on the Telephone. That might have been my favorite one, actually.
Yeah, I love that song.
Such a good track.
Yeah, the last verse, I think she does some cool, like, enunciation changes and things. But that one might be my favorite song, even more so than, like, One Way or Another, or the ones that I knew. Just overall, that might have been my favorite one. And great album opener.
Yeah, I'm amazed that you hadn't heard it before. I thought that was, like, famous.
I didn't realize that it was. I'd never heard it. I had to interrupt and stop this conversation. The bars are crossing like it's me, a strange invasion. I'd like to talk when I can show you my affection. Oh, I can't control myself. Oh, I can't control myself. Oh, I can't control myself. You've been hanging on the telephone. Just overall, I kind of thought the songs started to blend into each other a little bit the same way, but then I did manage to untangle them the more I listened.
Where are we going?
Okay, well, it sounds like you guys have more or less finished your journey, so why don't we just announce what we're listening to next?
So, should we do Amy Winehouse? Which album should we do, Blair? Go on, help us out. Back to Black? Back to Black. To mourn her.
That's a good show, because I don't think I've actually listened to that album front to back. So excited for that.
Yeah,
I think I have, but many moons ago. So it'll be cool hearing it again.
All right.
Years later.
Amy Winehouse, back to Black, right?
I recommend doing the extended version, because that's got some interesting covers on it. She covers Sam Cooke. Yeah, she does a really good cover. Now, I've also got an interesting kind of.
So we can even go in this field or that field.
Well, the one that has got no kids, isn't it? The one where we can be away from others. Here's something weird, and I want to make this known to the world if you release this bit, right? Campers in the UK get everything wrong, right?
Okay.
Everyone camps next to each other. I want to be away from you people. There's loads of spaces over there. No fuckers over there. right. Toilets. Oh, ages away from them. It's okay.
The documentary Amy was good. I watched that last year.
Oh, that's the they've just released a new documentary about her as well.
Really?
So in that Amy documentary, the family heavily criticized it, because essentially they're like, the dad is a dick. And he was. And I think this new one, I think the family might have had a hand in it, but it might be interesting to see the contrast between the two.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Anyway, so that's Amy Winehouse, Back to Black. That's going to be Matt's pick.
What are you thinking, Zach?
So I know last time you guys didn't love the Don Henley album. So I thought I'd be a bit nicer to you guys and give you something that I think you guys would enjoy. Because I wasn't going to give you this, but then I decided, I'll be a bit easy on you this week. So there's actually a song on the album that was covered by Don Henley, which is quite surprising because they're from totally different eras. So the album is Sounds Like This, and the artist is Eric Hutchinson. So I think it's a 2008 album. It's like a nice summery album. I feel like it'd be hard to not like it. So yeah, maybe you guys will find a way, but we'll see.
Is that the one with his famous song on?
So that album was introduced by Jack Forsman, you know, because he all showed us rock and roll from that album.
Yeah.
And then I listened to the whole album and I was like, I think the whole album is great. Yeah. All of it.
Yeah.
So that's what it sounds like this, Eric Hutchinson. All right, Johnny?
I'm going to go for Jack Johnson's debut album, Brushfire Fairy Tales.
Okay. Mm. That's a good one.
Yeah. It's an album that doesn't really have any particularly standout tracks, but is more of an album of a collection of good songs. So it flows pretty well as an album. And I like how raw it is because it was written when he was pretty young. Like, it's over 20 years old now. And he's only like late 30s, maybe early 40s now. So he's pretty young when he did it. And he wrote a lot in the hospital, I believe, after a big surfing accident.
So both of these albums I'm excited for because they're both big albums that I missed out on. So it'll be good to actually give them a listen.
Mm. Awesome. I should probably go because Claire is now setting up the tent and I'm watching.
Yeah.
All right. Not a bad idea. All right. Well, hope the weather isn't too crazy.
Yeah.
I kind of hope there's a bit of craziness, but Claire again didn't look too. Right. I'll send you guys a picture of the site.
Yeah, let's see it. Let's see it.
Yeah, please do.
All right.
We'll see you later, guys. Okay. Bye.
See ya.